I was just sitting here thinking, what if the real purpose to life is joy? Like the real purpose to life to finding, seeing beauty, experiencing, just experiencing life in a joyful way. What if that is the real purpose for life? I mean, in the past I've read all kinds of things. Life is lessons. Life is to learn, to be. But actuality, the being that a person is so large and the knowledge base so extensive that there is nothing to learn here. But there is an experience here, like an experience of a vacation. We go on vacation to experience, for joy, really. We go there to experience joy, to see things, to experience things, to feel things, and basically to feel good. So we leave our jobs and our homes and all our responsibilities and we go over there somewhere, catch a plane and go there. And for, let's say, 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, we create a new semi-life filled with joy, doing things that we really want to do, and limiting, in a sense, our life to that which we really want to do, and the rest we leave. So for that time being, we're really experiencing what I think life is supposed to be, a life filled with joy, not the grudge of the grunge of what we do every day, traffic, going to a job that we may not like. Let's suppose a person was a lawyer, right? And they really didn't like being a lawyer. It wasn't joyous to them, didn't bring them joy. Sure, there was maybe good days, but most of the time it was not really what they wanted. But they got a family, they make the excuses that they have to support their family, bring in income, house, mortgage, all that. Perfectly good reasons, make perfect sense. But not if life is meant to be a joyous experience and meant to be an experience. Basically, with the highest purpose being joy. Okay, that's perfect. Let's switch that again. The basis of life is experience. And the purpose would then be to experience as much joy as possible. So then many things we do all of a sudden don't make sense. I think our life is based on something other than that. It's based on survival, getting through the day, trying to find joy and yet balancing, but not really understanding. I think if somebody had come early on when I was still very, very young and said, listen, the whole basis to life is to experience. And I go, experience? Yeah, just experience. See the beauty, the feel the experience of the wind, the ocean, the air, the sun, the rain, all that. Huh. Okay, and to make it as joyous as possible. And if, let's say, they had put that into my mind on a daily basis, same as commercials, all day, you know, you hear them on radio, the TV, billboards, buy this. Well, suppose if they had put that much effort into just saying, find a way to be happy. Experience joy. Be here to experience and make the experience joyous. Well then, everything I'd be doing, even before I'd be doing it, I'd be asking myself, it's just going to be a, what kind of experience is this going to be? Is this going to be a good experience, bad experience, happy experience? So I'd be looking for something every moment that would give me the experience of that would bring me joy. And so constantly my mind then would also constantly be focused on joyous things, like happy things, be focused on experiences I really enjoy. And as my mind is focused more on that, more of those experiences and all the possibilities for that would be attracted to me. Because in a sense, what we focus on, we sort of create a magnetic field around us and we pull that towards us. This is much like a commercial that keeps feeding you a suggestion. Well, you keep feeding the suggestion into the universe and basically you become magnetic to it and it brings it towards you. As I sit here and think about this even more, it sounds like something that's actually quite difficult in some ways if you're not used to it, because, okay, so what experience am I going to do next? Something to eat? Do I watch a movie? Do I go for a walk? Do I look after the vacuuming? That doesn't sound like a good experience. So let's say if you're an artist. Well, let's say if I'm an artist, I would want the experience of creating what I envision in my mind, or a feeling, and I would want to carve it into a piece of stone or a vision. And the experience that I would want, that financially, it's not an issue. It's not something I need to think about. It just is there. The experience I would want is that, I suppose, the things that I create would be so much in demand that it's basically looked after. My thoughts, my time is spent on the experience of creating, envisioning, and experiencing that flow, and letting the other things sort of be taken care of by the universe. Now, I suppose you could be an artist and, in a sense, enjoy the struggle of trying to survive, trying to make ends meet. But I think after a while, although it would be an experience, and maybe an interesting one, I think after a while, it would become tedious. It's sort of like jobs I've had that I've enjoyed doing, I would not want to do them on a continuous basis. But I've enjoyed doing them for the experience. And again, if that's what life's about, then I'm still on the right track. If I'm doing something for the experience, and to experience it, and to experience as much joy in it. Because then I'm doing it, well, for the experience, not for the supposed lessons, or the grind of survival, or the purpose of money, which again comes back in some ways to survival. Of course, the money part buys us joy too, because we buy the things that we want to experience, like that of owning a jet ski, because we want to run across the water at high speeds and make sharp turns and feel that acceleration. So is it necessary in life then, really, to work at something that isn't bringing us joy and pleasure, that we don't wake up in the morning excited to do it, but doing it for another purpose to experience. So, is it worthwhile to spend 8 or 10 or 9 or hours a day at something that really isn't bringing us joy? I mean, we can do it, but it's more draining to us than anything else, in order to have a couple hours of joyous time. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. Yeah, I've met people who work long hours at things they really love. And they work those long hours because they so much enjoy it. And there's times when I do that. I might be creating a project, building a boat or something, and I can't even stop. I mean, I keep going till I drop because I just love the experience of that so much. And because I envision the experience of what I'm going to have also when it's complete. So that, I would say then, is a good experience. And it's both filled with joy, even though, because I'm working those long hours on my project and I keep going and going till I almost drop, and I'm so excited and it brings me so much joy, I can't even stop to eat. That can be painful because your body, of course, is starting to ache and wear out and saying, hey, enough's enough, but, there's so much joy involved that pain actually becomes joyous. See, so there's a lot of frame of mind involved there also. I also noticed that when I have something that I want to do so bad that I can hardly sleep, I get up in the morning, first thing, and I just want to get to it. I don't care about breakfast or anything, I just want to get to it. It creates so much joy, and in turn it creates massive amounts of energy. My body becomes much more alive. Everything tastes better. I feel, feelings are more intense. I mean, you feel more alive, you're full of energy, you're not drained, you're excited. It's like all of a sudden, somebody turned the tap on. The pastor talked about sending love, and that does the same thing. But if all day, or a very large part of the day, we fill our day with something unjoyous, it's actually draining. So we can counteract that by spending time opening that valve up that I just mentioned just now and letting it flow. But if we more and more change our activity and our focus over towards experiencing life, looking for experience, and it could be a very subtle experience. It could be the experience of smelling flowers, just in the breeze, like where I'm sitting right now. Every once in a while, there's a little breeze that comes along, and it, from a little flower, wild flower patch over there, it just brings the whole scent over, and I'm engulfed in it. And then it slips away, and then it comes back. That's an experience. That's a joyous experience. It could also be totally ignored, not even noticed kind of experience. In the past, I think every time I think about this, makes more and more sense to me. I look at people who are ill or have had illnesses in the past, and it's like the valve has been shut down. They just don't have the energy. And yeah, we say, oh, well, of course they don't. They're ill. But I think the valve got shut down first. And then they became ill. And I think... no, I don't think I know. Because in the past, I've worked at things that I thought were bringing me joy, but In some ways, I realize now that I was so numbed out, so tired, so drained, so lacking joy in me, that I didn't even realize that what I was doing, God was not bringing me any joy. If anything, it was bringing me further down. It's not at all where I really wanted to be, or what I wanted to experience. But it seemed like that's where I should be. That's what I should be enjoying. That's the experience that we're taught to be. This is how it is. Everything is based on experience. I mean, we come from somewhere. We come here because we've heard about this place. We say, well, I gotta experience that. Somebody says, the only way you can really experience this is to forget who you are, the being who you are, and immerse yourself into this mini-being in a physical presence where you have these limitations. But you are covered with sensory and you can taste and absorb and feel everything. You can feel the wind on your skin and you go, skin, wind, what's all that? And they go, well, you'll see when you're there. Just remember one thing. Go for the experience. Go for the joy. Follow those experiences that lead you to joy. And it'll get even better and better and better. Okay, so I spend some of my leisure time looking for experience. Oh, here's something. That's something to do when you're sitting there. Sure, magazines, pictures, articles. Magazines are the best. Lots of pictures. So you can look and envision experiences to experience. Envisioning how I'm experiencing my life, how I want to experience my life. Okay, so when I get home, I'm going to be sitting down having a cappuccino. Well, that's an experience. So that's something really joyous. I can already taste it. Well, and I love making the cappuccino because it's a kind of an art. So that's an experience because every time you make it, each one is just slightly different. Just a little bit different, and you can never get them exactly the same. And I kind of like that. Well, it's not kind of like it. I like that. Yeah, so that's an experience. So there's, let's say, 15 minutes. So for 15 minutes, I'm going to have a very positive, joyous experience that I can do many, many times. And each one is a little different. Okay, I like that. Then, what I can do is I'm going to sit down anyway, relax a little bit. I can think about the experiences I would like. So, working 8 hours a day, that means there's 8 hours there I could fill with experiences so joyful and fulfilling that when I leave life, I would want to spend my time talking about it and telling people about it. Interesting. I like that. Whew, 8 hours to fill, eh? All right, let me think about that.